It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cashless Chef.
Oh! Oh, yeah, baby. That's the sound of money being made. And, Young Rich, certainly, despite his pulled back, has been hand over fist with Serbian soccer, whatever the hell he's been betting on. The Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshatz and Joe Murray, are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use the promo code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and help make Daddy some cheddar. And play for a chance to win the big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gentlemen, and especially you, Dan Lifshatz, I mean, you are hot with this foreign soccer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, gotta get a little South Korean soccer going. You know, get the juices going. I mean, listen, there's not much on, you know, not much else going on right now. So, gotta do something.
No, but I mean, it's so, okay, take me through... Because you are winning this, and so it's not degenerate if you know what you're doing.
No, hold on, Fred. There's a reason for this, and Dan told me about this a couple of weeks ago. Dan, what kind of website did you used to work for?
Yes, I used to work, before I was hired here, I used to work for a soccer website. I used to be very, very invested in football.
And as a result, Dan, what did you put together?
I was very invested in Asian soccer for whatever reason, so I became very well versed in the Asian soccer leagues, the Chinese league, the Japanese leagues, Division I and Division II, and the South Korean league.
No, but he put together a model, Fred.
That's nothing new.
The lift stats.
Sorry,
he is a model for everything.
Yeah, yes. we call it the lift stats. That's what we do.
Okay,
yeah, so but you were almost tailor made for the coronavirus betting. Because, and these other things where people are just throwing, you know, darts at the board, you actually have a formula to see who's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually been, you know, having a good amount of time and going to have fun with, you know, doing all this soccer stuff. Because, I mean, really, there's nothing else to bet on. I mean, you can do some ping pong, get some horse and racing matchups and stuff like that. But for the most part, you're looking for things to bet on, Fred. So,
wait, ping pong?
Oh yeah, that's the new big thing now. Everyone's in the Russian ping pong at 3 a.m. That is the new hot market. Absolutely.
No, this is professional ping pong. This is what they're doing.
Professional Russian ping pong, 3 a.m. And you should see these the markets move, man. There's some big line moves in Russian ping pong at 3 a.m. Can't go to sleep.
Okay, so I understand that it's late at night due to the time change, but where can one watch Russian ping pong?
I got to be honest, I have no idea. You can follow it at FlashScore, which is like the app for like soccer, ping pong, all the random sports around the world. And so I know that's what most people do. So I don't bet on it. I don't, you know, really dabble in that. Even that's just too much for me, man. I can't keep up with the 3 a.m. line moves. I got to get some sleep.
Yeah, well, there's nothing more exciting. There's two things that are exceptionally boring to watch, and one is professional pool, because if you ever watch professional nine ball, they just don't lose. I mean, they never miss anything. And then I would imagine ping pong would be up there too, because, you know, there's only ping pong, there's only like a certain amount you can be good, you know, and then the kind of it drops off. Like, I would imagine that both players are about as good as you could get. And so, you know what I'm saying? So there's not a huge discrepancy in level of talent when it comes to the ping pong. But we shall see. All right, so Rich hit his soccer bet, so he won $300. I will be making his bet for him today, want to do.
We know what happens with that. By the way, the Belmont pick, just so to get that out there, I mentioned this, but again, hit it. I know it might have been square, but 'tis the law, one. I gave 2 out of 3 for the trifecta. The one that we gave Rich lost, and that was the one that didn't hit in the trifecta. But 2 out of 3 in the trifecta of the Belmont, and hit 'tis the law. So
how was that watching that? How was it? I
bet it and forget it, and I found out I won.
Me too. That's if I didn't win.
I was like all set that I was going to go, oh, yeah, the Belmont's on it, and then I realized, well, I'm in Newport. I'm not going to sit home.
Yeah.
All right. So what is hot right now? Are you playing the futures here with baseball as we know that it's going on?
So I haven't had a chance to talk to Dan about this, but I'm looking at these Red Sox over-under bets, man. And we'll be on it Saturday at 7 a.m. discussing it, and we won't be on July 4th, so we'll try to get everything in that's happening before then. But the Red Sox win totals at 31.5.
See, I like the over on that.
So, all right, let me just bring this up quickly. I immediately thought that, and then I looked into it. But last year, the 580 win percentage or whatever technically is a playoff team. And if you do it
repeat that.
So last year there was some calculation, some website had it that if you have a 580 or better win percentage, you're a playoff team.
Okay.
So for example, if you break that down by 60 games, it means you have to win 33 games to be a playoff team. Right now, the Rays and Yankees are ahead of the Red Sox in total. So if it was me, I'm probably going to go under based off that statistic.
Okay. So you think they're No, how close?
I don't
do
think
you think
they're a playoff team, is what I'm saying.
No, I understand that, yeah. And that makes sense. But you don't think they'll be like? How much do you think that number is off? Do you think they'll be a 500 team?
I just think the number looks square. Like it looks like a square for the over, which makes me lean under.
I think it's a pretty decent number. Like I think earlier, when we're talking about like a full season, I think the Sox were at 88.5, and I immediately say that's an under. You know, there's no way they're going 88 and whatever it is,
74,
Okay, yeah, 88 and 74. 31. I mean, it's possible if Eduardo Rodriguez and Eovaldi really show up, I think it's possible because it's basically a sprint to the finish. Like it's 2 months. I just wouldn't feel confident on that at all. I think it's going to be really tough to determine win totals because you're banking on a team getting hot out of the gate, and we really know nothing about anything going on right now.
Yeah, it just that if you look at their division, the Blue Jays are at 29.5, and you got the Orioles at 21.5. So, there is some weakness in that division. So, how confident are you guys going to bet the over-unders on baseball given the uncertainty of a 60-game season?
I mean, I know I am, and I'm going to approach it this way. Most of the time, you have these really good teams that, are okay going at a slower pace early in the season and kind of heat up later on. I think you're going to have to see the teams like the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Rays, teams that really want to get in the playoffs, they're going to have to be hot out of the gate. And so what I think is going to happen is you're going to have the teams like the Tigers, the Orioles, the Royals, the teams who are, I would say the teams that are, not expected to do very well. I think those teams are going to get slaughtered early and often because these guys are going to care. They're going to be trying the first, maybe all 60 games.
Right.
These guys, they come in and they don't necessarily try as hard as they can every
game also
out of the 162. So I think
and
this
also
is
the way that
them.
They're managed. And, you might sacrifice a loss in order to, save your staff or something of that nature or get a kid playing time. And maybe that's not the case with the 60-game season.
Yeah. Fred, to answer your question, I'm going to stay away from it, but I like the Red Sox stuff.
I'm going to fade the Red Sox making the playoffs, and I'm going to fade 31.5. But in general, though, and listen, we all know how it is coming to work every day. Sometimes we bag days, right? Well, yeah. These guys aren't getting paid.
All the time.
these guys aren't getting paid, for real. I mean, dead serious.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are probably going to drink the night before, and who knows? They could be smoking butts in the dugout. Who knows? I'm just telling you, this year, I am...
Stop making fun of me.
No. Hey, listen. I'm fading the Dodgers, and I'm fading the Yankees, because I feel like even though those guys have the best chance to win, I'm going to take a team that might not be making money or already got their $200,000 guaranteed, like the A's or the Twins or the Braves.
Tampa.
Or someone like maybe even Tampa for that matter. I'm going with a team like that because they love the game, where these other guys aren't getting paid and they're going to crap the bed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting approach. I mean, I think you go either way, because if you have a team who's so terrible, they don't want to be there.
Yeah, and that's a true gamble, by the way. It's a true gamble. There's no, I mean, if you look at it, the Dodgers and Yankees are the two best teams on paper. They are.
Right, but if you're like the Yankees, so it's interesting, because I see what you're saying, but if you're the Yankees and you know you're that talented, you don't think there's an incentive of like, we want to win the World Series.
Yeah, but you're making $75,000 for the year to play 60 games. You know, like what's the point of getting up every day?
Yeah.
I'm being for real. Like, we all work a job.
No,
right?
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I'm not belittling what you're saying.
I'm going to fade those teams. I don't know. Like, Mookie Betts, what's his motivation, you know?
Well, his motivation is that he has to, you know, get paid in the offseason.
Yeah, he has to stay healthy is what he has to do.
But he's already screwed. Yeah, all right, so I got to ask you this as a Jet fan. Where will Jamal Adams play? Lifshitz, what is it?
I know Dan had the odds on that one.
I can try and pull them up here. We had them last week.
And I'll just say this while you pull them up. It sounds like it's Adam Gase is the reason why he wants out.
Oh, God. I mean, I was reading that. Well, of course, it's Benish Mehta, who's right at the front of it. But apparently...
Who hates Gase? No, by the way... Gase and Jamal Adams talk probably about as much as Jamal Adams and I talk, but go ahead.
No, but that's just it. I mean, Manish was quick yesterday to point out that Jamal Adams doesn't like Gase, and then he added, and he is not the only one. There are a lot of people who do not like their head coach.
Right, and he loves Greg Williams, by the way.
Yeah, well.
Loves Greg Williams, who is the only... How often do you think the head coach talks to Jamal Adams?
Oh, twice a month, maybe?
Maybe.
I was going to say once a week. Maybe during game.
I don't even know about that.
Is Adams a captain? I mean, because if he's a captain, all right, this is what you do on the coin toss. Does that count?
What about hitting nice play?
I'm talking about any consequence.
Oh,
like, he's not breaking down. First of all, Gase is completely offensive. Greg Williams does everything defensively. So, and apparently Adams loves Greg Williams. Manish hates Gase because Gase was mean to him.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. What do you got with Jamal? You got that up there, Mr. Livshatz?
I'm still having trouble finding.
All right. Are the Jets the favorite?
No, actually the Ravens are the favorite.
Okay, I got news for you. They're not getting rid of Gase. They control Jamal Adams for the next 3 years. They're
and it sets a terrible precedent if you bend over for him.
The Cowboys had a chance last year, though. They almost gave up. They wanted the first. They were offering a second. So
I think they wanted more than a first.
Yeah, the draft, they said they wanted a one and a three.
Sorry.
Yeah, they wanted
the
a one and a three.
Offered a one.
Yeah. So
regardless, it would be stupid for the Jets to trade him because he's literally their most valuable player on their team. I mean, and if they're trying to be any sort of good, which I guess they're going to pretend to try and be good this year, which I think is pretty funny.
When you have a cornerstone, I mean, you build around the cornerstone of Mr. Sammy D.
I mean, Fred, he's still better than Josh Allen.
And he's still better than anyone else in that division. I'll tell you that.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Better than, who do you like?
No, right now I put Sam Darnold at the top of the division.
Agreed. I think Stidham has a chance to be better than him.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Listen, Joe knows I've been on the Stidham train from way before.
No, I can't wait to hear Fred's reaction to this.
Well, he was so good at Auburn.
His
first year at Baylor, he was the projected number one pick after his freshman year at Baylor.
I know.
After the first year at Auburn, he was a top five projected pick.
Well, Sam Darnold was a top five pick.
But then Gus Malzahn took over play calling.
I know that he was not coached correctly at Auburn. I'm aware of that. But I just know Sammy D, he's got, you know, bright lights at USC, didn't do that kid. He just said, call me Joe Willie Namath. He said, he goes, give me the bright lights. I can handle it.
Yeah, and then started seeing ghosts.
Yeah, right. And then that you saw that where that got the Patriots. All right, so, let's real quick, because I've been playing a lot of golf, and golf is actually something that is being played at a high level. Travelers Championship, what do you like?
I mean, who's playing? Five players lent home. The coronavirus is running rampant on that. Give me John Rahm plus 1,600, and that's just a pure spin the wheel.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the degenerate bet? We can get to that.
No, I'm going to do that now.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So John Rahm, what is Rich's, what's his bankroll
he's
right
up
now?
Plus 200. He hit a double dinghy, and then he lost the 100 on the Belmont. So he's
all right, he's going to put everything on Rahm.
200 in the bucks Travelers. On Rahm?
Yeah, whoa. On the Travelers Championship.
That's a lot of money. $3,200 if he wins.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay that.
Joe's panicking over there.
Whoa.
All right.
So there you go.
John Rahm for the win.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you call yourself a bookie. You can't
cover
three grand.
Now I'm going to double down on it.
All right, yeah.
I never called myself a bookie. Who said that?
Well, you're concerned about covering his bet.
Well, yeah, I know. With $1,000 is normally the limit, but
listen, he's going to take Rahm.
The imaginary book.
He's going to your imaginary book. He's going to put nice limit there, the casino.
Yeah.
All right.
He's red. Oh my God.
All right. He is going to put 300 on Rahm, or whatever the hell he has in his bankroll.
$200 to win 3,600. Wait, yeah, 12 and
so
16, 16 is 32. Sorry, 200 to win 3,200.
Okay.
3,200. And then it will be funny because you're on tomorrow.
That's right.
So we can see how Rahm plays today.
That's right.
Joe's immediately betting against Rahm. Praying, sweating.
Might double down.
Now we're talking. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray. They are on Saturday from 7 to 8. The over-under 98.5 show, and you can get the Over Under 98.5 podcast available at 98.5thesportshub.com or in your 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. You know what we got coming up? We're going to shoot the breeze, 617-779-0985. We had a caller who I don't think was completely wrong that said this is a lot of coronavirus talk and this and that, and I can see that they could get excruciating. So it's just time to shoot the breeze. What do you want to talk about? I mean, I'll go any direction. You want to talk about the weather? You want to talk about whittling wood? What happens when we shoot the breeze is I get out a knife and a stick of wood, and I just start whittling here at my house. Just, figurines or knives, something. So 617-779-0985, anything you want to talk about. We're just going to shoot the breeze. Who cares, right? It's a nice day. We're all human. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's the sound of money being made. And young Rich, certainly, despite his pull back, has been hand over fist with Serbian soccer, whatever the hell he's been betting on. The Bankroll Boys, Dan Lifshatz and Joe Murray, are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use the promo code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and help make Daddy some cheddar. And play for a chance to win the big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gentlemen, and especially you, Dan Lifshatz, I mean, you are hot with this foreign soccer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, gotta get a little South Korean soccer going, you know, get the juices going. I mean, listen, there's not much on, you know, not much else going on right now, so gotta do something.
No, but I mean, so, okay, take me through, because you are winning this, and so it's not degenerate if you know what you're doing.
No, hold on, Fred. There's a reason for this, and Dan told me about this a couple of weeks ago. Dan, what kind of website did you used to work for?
Yes, I used to work, before I was hired here, I used to work for a soccer website. I used to be very, very invested in football.
And as a result, Dan, what did you put together?
I was very invested in Asian soccer for whatever reason, so I became very well versed in the Asian soccer leagues, the Chinese league.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And yesterday we had a caller who called in and they said, you know, I listen to the show to escape my problems, and, you know, everything that you talk about with athletics is coronavirus this and coronavirus that, and I can't argue with the fella. I mean, it is something that's been going on. So, fellas back at the studio, what do we got a bit called? What are we going to do here?
Shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
We're just going to shoot the breeze. 617-779-0985. Dealer's choice, man. We're just going to kick the ball around. I mean, who cares? It's just you and I and the you two and me. We're just on the on the range,
yeah,
just
yeah.
You know, talking smack and having fun. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hey, gang. How we doing?
Yeah. In the breeze. Nice. I mean, you know, kick it back. Why not?
Yeah, why not? You know, just a couple guys. Hey, listen, I kind of thought. I think Ron Jeremy is going to do okay in prison. And, you know, just basically because I think a lot of the inmates are going to be grossed out by him. And I think he's going to do better than people think. But you just shoot in the breeze, you know.
Yeah, oh my God. Well, I tell you this, is Ron Jeremy is one of the most terrible people on the planet that I've ever met.
Why?
He is just like a degenerate. Like anything I said about him, I couldn't say on the radio. Like, he's just a disgusting human being.
Did he act that way towards you, or just what you observed?
From what I've observed and what I've heard about him, he's not a good person at all. And this was no shock. He gets forget it. I'm not going to even get into it. He's an awful person. He's one of the truly terrible people on the planet. And, you know, used that he was a fat idiot to his advantage. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm just kind of driving around today, just listening. I was thinking about, like, CB radios, you know? Like, I used to have a CB radio, and I had a neighbor who was a trucker, and he... This is a true story. It was a single guy, and he had a bunch of ladies' clothes in his house. And I called him out once. I said, "Hey, man, why do you have all those ladies' clothes?" And he said he was going to build his own wax museum.
So he was going to build the wax museum, but before he used wax or honed the ability to make a human out of wax, he decided to collect the clothes.
Correct. And he would go to Goodwill, Salvation Army, and he'd be able to purchase high heels, all sorts of dress material, and all sorts of those things. Now, the wax museum, the models must have been the exact same size as him.
There's no shame in that. I mean, if one likes to dress up like that, why have to make up the ruse of a wax museum? I mean, if we're shooting the breeze, let's keep an open mind.
Shooting the breeze.
That is a pretty elaborate lie, isn't it? A wax museum.
Well, it's a dumb lie.
That's the more elaborate they are, the dumber they get.
Yeah, like, put on women's clothes. What do I care? Walk around in women's clothes. What is it going to bother me?
Yeah.
Just do it. I don't care. If my neighbor was walking around in women's clothes, it's the last thing that would bother me. It would just be like, fine. Do whatever you want.
I wouldn't be like, oh, well, that's fine. Yeah, I'd take a quick look, and then I'd look again. I'm like, wow, that's weird.
And then
weird.
You would, and then
you just kind of
shuck
that off and go, that's not strange. It's cool.
How does it affect me in any way?
It doesn't affect you at all, but just from the spectacle of it.
If his thing is wearing women's clothes, then I would be like, all right, you want to wear women's clothes. I'm not lying to you either. That stuff doesn't bother me. I don't care.
Interesting. Okay.
No, don't hurt me. That's all I want. like, don't hurt me or my property. If you want to wear women's clothes, wear them all day long.
Okay, well.
If it makes you happy, then wear them. What do I care?
In that focus, I get it. Just don't do any bodily damage.
That's why I never got like people caring if people are gay or not. It's like, how does that concern you at all? Well, I don't like gays. What are they doing to you? They're not doing anything to you. Let them be gay. Makes them happy. Doesn't affect you at all. Mm-hmm. Everyone's so into everyone else's. But yeah, walk around in women's clothes. I don't care. Have the whole neighborhood do it. What do I care? Well, my kids will see it. Well, you know what? Then tell your kids the guy likes dressing up as a woman. I don't think that, you know, they're going to become serial killers because of it. Pat, go ahead.
What's up, Freddie G?
What's up, G?
Hey, so I'm not sure if this is even meant for this, whatever the hell this segment is, but
it's called Shooting.
I want to hear Ray Lewis's take on foot fetishes. Not sure if you can provide some insight there.
I would, but we are going to have Ray Lewis, our weekly Ray Lewis segment, coming up at 8, and I want to.
He says, how do you stay so tan? His kid's asking me.
Shooting the breeze.
All right. Dan, you are on the Toucher and Rich radio program, Shooting the Breeze. Well, that's not any kind of call. Mike, you are on 617-779-0985. We're just shooting the breeze here. Just whatever you want to talk about, man.
Freddy T, what's up, baby?
What's up, Ken?
Hey, first, it's kind of wild to me you guys don't have the AB fart in this intro for shooting the breeze.
I was playing golf yesterday with a guy that didn't really know about the show, and he's like, "Aren't you the show that just plays fart noises all the time?"
And you said, "Yes, yes, that's me."
And I was like, "Yeah, I mean,
is there a problem?"
And then I had to explain the Antonio Brown thing, and he was still like, "Why do you play that all the time?" All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so Joe Murray, I got some beef with you. I think a couple months ago on the show, you guys were talking about home intruders. You said at the time you saw two guys in your house. You went in and picked one up and threw them out.
That's correct.
At the time, I was like, that seems like BS. So I figured now shooting the breeze, I wanted to call you on it.
Okay, yeah. I walked into my house one time. There were two guys out front. I went to put the barrels out. When I walked in the house, there were two of them there. I said, hey, what are you guys doing inside the house? I grabbed one of them and threw him out of the house. And then basically the other guy ran out.
I believe you.
I did slap one of them.
How big were these guys?
Not bigger than me.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah, why would I make that story up?
I'm not saying you're making it up.
No, that guy, though. Why would I make that story up?
Because not many people would have the fortitude to do that.
My first instinct was two dudes are in my house. I'm throwing this one guy out while the other guy was, I don't know what he was doing. But yeah, that happened.
They're lucky you didn't have a gun.
I'm lucky, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I said they're lucky. Oh, they're lucky. Have a gun.
That's true too.
I don't think the guy has shot him. I don't think the guy has.
All I'm saying is my instinct was to like slap, punch, and throw them out of my house. There was no other instinct there.
Yeah. Well, I believe you for one. I could see that happening. I wouldn't want you to run afoul of you. I think that you might be stronger than me if I could go out on a limb there.
Yeah, maybe we'll ask Lacey Evans next time. We'll see here.
Yeah, right.
Well, so you got to do your part. You can't just stare off into the distance.
400 pounds of her ass and legs.
Oh, goodness.
You're shaking. Yeah, no kidding, lady. You weigh 400 pounds. Stan, go ahead. We're just shooting the breeze already.
Sometimes when you're a landscaper, you have too much coffee in the morning, and you have to go poop. Poop, poop, pooping in the woods. Poop, poop, pooping in the woods. Sometimes when you're a landscaper and you're pooping in the woods, don't wipe with the poison ivy because your bum will burn, burn. Your bum will burn. Yowzas.
Right. Well, he ended it.
Did I hear water poop in there? I don't know. I thought it. Yeah.
There you go.
God.
Thank you.
I'm 45.
That would have bothered me if you hadn't added that on.
I'm 45.
So?
This is my life.
So
I'm
what?
Broadcasting from my stupid house.
Listening to the diarrhea song.
Yeah. All right, Kyle, go ahead, my friend.
Hey, Freddie, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Hey, so I just kind of wanted to talk about how, you know, you're keeping the show really light, and I think it's a good time to remind everyone how much Sarge sucks on the radio.
Thank you, Kyle. I do appreciate that. Don't say that in front of Joe Murray. I think
that's, like, so old. I'm sorry. The guy's my boy, but, like, come on. The thing happened, what, 2 years ago? Whatever it was.
He didn't do himself any favors there.
Hey, listen, I'm going to defend the wall here. I think it's stupid.
What am I doing?
Not you, Fred. I'm not calling you out. I just think when people call in, that's stupid.
Well, at least they're calling in.
That's true. We're shooting the breeze.
Could be worse.
I
can't get in trouble. I can't get mad at somebody for shooting the breeze.
It hasn't been a lot, has it?
Defending the wall.
I understand.
No, I understand. I mean, but I don't know what you want me to do about it.
No, you, Pete. Nothing. I want you.
I have no problem with Sarge. I think he's funny. In fact, the Sarge songs that he did with Rich are some of my favorite things that we've ever done.
No beef with you guys.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
Notice how quick Fred made sure to stay on your good side there. That was good, especially after the story in which you tossed two guys forcibly out of your house with your bare hands.
No, I like Joe. I'm not afraid he's going to beat me up.
Oh, okay.
I like Joe. He's going to be my partner on the radio on next Friday.
That's right.
Pete, go ahead.
Fred, what's happening?
What's up, man?
Question. Between Heat, True Romance, Black Hawk Down, Saving Private Ryan, do you think Tom Sizemore could be the greatest character actor of all time?
Tom Sizemore is a tragic tale, and I can tell you a story, and then this will be the last of this episode of Shooting the Breeze. We might do one later. Is that when I was in L.A. for the Grammy Awards, which, by the way, is not bragging. I mean, it sucked. We had an interview with Heidi Fleiss. She had a store on Hollywood Boulevard. Heidi Fleiss, the famous madam, Hollywood madam. You know, she was a pimp for a bunch of whores. And not in good condition, that Heidi Fleiss. And Tom Sizemore was with her at the time, and it was one of the most depressing sights I've ever seen. It was two people. And I still have a signed of a poster, but we had to take it down when the kids got older, where it's Heidi Fleiss, like it's a cartoon of Heidi Fleiss saying, "I want you to F me." And she's like, she's dressed as, Uncle Sam. And it was signed to me, but I had to take it down. But that was, you ever see the Boogie Nights where the kids like lighting off firecrackers?
Yes.
Like it was Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss and some dude with like just running around, like doing weird stuff. And like, it was truly bizarre.
By the way, underrated role for Tom Sizemore, Sly Del Vecchio in Passenger 57.
I've underrated. Never seen that movie.
Underrated
I've never
role.
Seen that movie. Never seen that movie. All right. Well, we will do
Shooting the Breeze. Shooting.
That's right, baby. We will do that maybe later in the show, because I think that it's a time that we don't keep the show light. I'm done with this coronavirus garbage. All right. We'll be back. We have Ray Lewis Thursdays coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll be back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. A Ray Lewis Thursday. We'll have that for you at 8 o'clock. Hilarity will ensue. I can tell you that much, my friends. Joe Murray, John Wallach. I am at home, which I much prefer being at the station. I never thought in my life that I would say such a thing.
How's the ride been coming in?
The ride coming has been fine. The ride going back has had a traffic, which I don't mind. Yeah. It's like that to me, the traffic. Any sense of normalcy, which I'm starting to feel, as I am not in a constant state of combativeness with my family or anything else, or in the middle of a freak out anymore, is welcome. I find it welcoming.
The sense of solitude after work is done and before you head home, that half hour, you know, or longer, depending upon whether or not you hit traffic, is a great part of the day.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just you're by yourself. I mean, we've all been on top of each other for 3-4 months. You know, there's no more homeschooling. There's no more just it. People are out. They're doing things.
Yes.
At least in this state. And honest to God, it is the best feeling in the world when you leave the building, not because you're leaving the building, but that block of time where it's just you and nobody else. You don't realize how much you miss it until it's gone.
Well, it's something that I dreaded and now that I appreciate.
That's true. I understand.
Like, just anything to be alone. But, yep. Okay. Now, Joe, I want your take on this because John is lying to himself in that he is very mad at Major League Baseball. He's mad that they pulled the shenanigans. Obviously, they had an opportunity where they could have been this feel-good story. Remember after 9/11 and the Yankees played and it was like a big thing? Mm-hmm. They kind of could have done that this time and they chose not to do it. But John is saying that he is tuned out. He is not into it. Are you a baseball fan, Joe?
Yeah, I am. I played baseball for many years, even after high school. I wanted to keep it alive, played in the BSE Softball League to,
hell yeah,
you know, to keep it going. And for me, like, it's a yawn fest. I think 60 games is stupid. I think it's stupid. I think what's happening now around the country with we're going to see it now, and who knows what happens in Boston, but like Connecticut and these other states are like, oh, you got to quarantine before you got the travel's going to be a huge issue.
This is just the beginning of it.
I forget about what's going on in the world. Baseball was already a dumpster fire. It already was. And what's going to happen now with the game of baseball, like, again, I think players aren't going to care. I want to see smoking in the dugouts. I want to see guys drinking. Like, I want
you
all this
to
happen.
You want Leland to come back?
I want this to be like the movie Major League. I really do.
Someone bring a keg?
But
like,
fine,
right in.
Fine. Bring it. Bring the drink vodka before the whatever you got to do, okay? Because I feel like now it's like, why do I have to show up? Like, I don't want to let my – I'm going to be there for my teammates, but I'm going to make no money. So I might as well just show up however I want. Beard, you know, fat, whatever it is.
Pablo Sandoval checking out women
online.
Fine.
Okay, yeah. Am I naive in thinking that there, with a 60-game season, that you would, as a competitor, have that you would want to win a championship, that it would still mean something to you? Or do you feel that the modern athlete, that's not their main concern?
I think the modern athlete is thinking about their long-term. I think they're thinking about their next contract.
Especially over the last 2 or 3 months. It's not much to do this season.
Imagine if a team is 10 and let's just call it 15 and 15 going into the trade deadline. Do you think a team's going to give up a prospect to get better?
No.
Like, no. No.
They're not going to be any trades.
Like, imagine like giving up like pieces. And what happens if like you trade somebody and the season ends somehow and doesn't get to the end of the year? Like, there's
a lot
of question
marks
here.
But there's no – I don't see that happening. I don't see a scenario where that happens.
I mean, they have a clause in there. So, I mean,
no, I know they do, and I know that they go back. I know they go back to the luxury tax from the 2019 roster, and I know that there's a clause in there. And, of course, there has to be a clause, but I don't see a scenario where they have to go back. They don't finish the season. I mean, and once you get going, you got to do it.
I will tell you this, though, Fred. We're talking about it. We've been talking about it for months now. Like, that's the best thing for the game of baseball. But at the same time, I already think it's a dumpster fire. I am interested in some things. DH in both leagues. Starting extra innings with a guy on second base. I'm in on that.
Boo.
You know, I just want to see it because I think it's going to be a circus. Like, I think it's going to be like, come on, you know, watch today's game. No fans in the stands. At least I think it could be interesting, but I think it's going to be interesting in the way that it's going to be a dumpster fire.
How about this? I guarantee you they have fans in the stands before the end of the season.
Oh, that's going to piss the players off. It really
Why?
Will. Why? Because the owners are going to make money. Wasn't that the whole reason why they rejected deals? That's the whole reason why there was a back and forth. And the fact that Sam Kennedy can sit there and say that?
Why am I more excited about baseball starting than anything else?
I don't know.
That is a question that I have to ask.
Because they're baseball cards.
There you go.
Your baseball cards.
There
you want
is.
Your cards
I
to be just, worth more money.
I know. Well, that's
you're buying boxes, baby.
I bought them to be. They're a huge investment. I wrapped all my money into baseball cards. But for some reason, I am all in on this baseball season. I missed baseball more than I ever thought
I would. Hey, Fred, let's have some fun. Can you name the starting five for the Boston Red Sox?
Starting nine?
The pitchers?
No, the five.
Oh, the five, five in the
pitchers
rotation.
That the Red Sox have in their rotation. Yes.
Yeah, Evaldi, Rodriguez, and then the other guys.
Martin Perez is okay. The third starter.
Perez started.
That's it?
Perez has started.
Yeah, Perez started. Yeah. He's been with Texas and other teams. Minnesota.
Maybe Ryan Weber. I don't know.
Ryan Weber's the fourth guy.
Okay, yeah. All right. And then
McCullough, who's
going to have to owe the Red Sox $65,000, him?
Ryan Weber throws like an 87-mile-an-hour fastball.
Bob Tewksbury.
That's right, Bob Tewksbury.
That,
yeah.
Only Weber's like 3% of the pitcher Tewksbury was. Mm. So
Tewksbury is 78-mile-an-hour fastball at times.
Tewks had the stuff, man.
He had electric control. I mean, that was
there was a guy here, John Burkett, if you remember him. He had
that
type of stuff. Was an all-star once.
But I don't care about the Red Sox, but I am I never thought I would feel this way, but I am more excited about baseball starting than I am about anything else. Like, I didn't realize how much of a part of my life it is.
You know what? We didn't get to talk about this last week. Did you watch the Long Gone Summer documentary?
Yes.
Oh, the Sosa one?
Yeah, the Sosa McGuire one. Did you, Fred?
I watched it until I got bored. I mean, I'm a Cardinal fan. I saw all of it.
So when you watched it all, though, right, like, I don't know. For me, that was huge. Like, baseball, obviously, we know the story, the strike, and they kind of brought baseball back or whatever. But were you, like, watching every single day wondering what McGuire's home run was going to be? Like, you were locked in, right?
Yeah, I remember where I was when he hit the home run.
So it was the same thing here with Red Sox fans. Like, you know, whenever they came close or had a chance, you were locked in. 03, that was awesome. 04, you didn't look away. You know what I mean? And then, you know, 07 came along, and we got spoiled over and over and over.
Sure.
But, like, I think that's what's happened to Boston fans in general. So maybe that's why here in this town, like, baseball's back. Yawn. I think 60 games is stupid. I think it's literally stupid. But, you know, I used to love baseball. And maybe because, you know, Fred, that maybe you didn't win, you know, we're here for all those championships. And maybe you look at it as, oh, yeah, I'm getting that itch. But I don't know, Red Sox, Yankees to open the season here. Is anyone excited?
No, but here's the thing about baseball is that I don't look at it as something like football where you are completely invested in every game. I contend that baseball is not to be consumed that way. That the idea that people are going to watch every game from tip to tail is ridiculous. Like, I know, unless you're Lockhart's dad, which I think is the most fascinating thing in the world, that he watches every Red Sox game, including the preseason. But, I like just to be able to check in on it. Like, I just like it's there.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about it being there.
I like to nap to it. I like, seriously, I'm not being a joke.
Well, that's the thing, is I like to be in my backyard, and I got the baseball app, so I can listen to the games in my backyard. Like, it's not... It's unrealistic to think that people are going to watch every game or even check in on every game, but you will. You can follow it. It's the easy. Can we agree? It's the easiest game to follow without watching.
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is. It's very simple. It's, you know, the rules. The rules aren't outlandish.
And you can find out more from a box score.
Yeah.
I mean, save me the sabermetrics and the FIP and all that crap.
Sure.
And, you know, and
no, you don't have to go out crazy. You know, at hits, at bats, RBIs.
Right. So I don't watch every Cardinal game, but like if I'm watching something, I'll like turn it on for a couple innings, and it's nice to know it's there. Like it's. And I think that a major problem with baseball is people assume it's football, that it's, you know, that people are just going to tune in and watch it constantly. Like, oh, Sunday night baseball doesn't do well because I'm not going to watch Sunday night baseball. Like, I'm not going to watch it. That's not appointment television for me. They play a lot of games. You know, I like. Do you guys, what's your favorite sport to go to?
Football.
Really?
Yeah.
That's last for me.
Yeah, I've been a season ticket holder for over 20 years.
Basketball for me.
Now, is that because – I can understand basketball. Is that because you have friends that you tailgate with?
Yeah, the atmosphere,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, but say –
But NBA,
okay,
I would
different.
Say the Celtics game is probably the best to go to between timeouts and everything like that.
Yeah.
See, I would go baseball, hockey, basketball, and then I won't go to another football game. So that's the way that I look at it. Baseball, you're outside. No one can look down on you for drinking.
I don't even go to the seat at Fenway. I get ticket to the game. I don't buy it. And I sit at the beer stand the whole time and I watch.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't. I don't go sit in the seat. I can't fit in the seats.
No, but there are some seats that are bigger, right?
There are for bleachers I can fit.
Yeah.
Just don't want
to
be.
Joe, I'm 6'2". Believe me, it's no picnic for me.
Yeah.
To sit there. All right. Well, you know what's coming up. It's a Ray Lewis Thursday. We go venture into the world of the Ray Lewis podcast. Unfortunately, I don't have control of the Vox Pro, so you're going to have to hear me say stop a lot. But here I am at home for the coronavirus reasons, which I'm not overly concerned about. But nonetheless, all right, we'll be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.